Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. Hello, it is Sunday, August 9th. I'm driving back from the Redwoods today, and somewhere along the 101, we're going to stop for gas. And it's going to cost us significantly more than it would cost filling up in a state like Texas, Mississippi, or even Georgia. California's average gas price right now is about $5.88 a gallon, partly because of the Iran situation driving global oil prices up. But California has been the most expensive state for gas long before any war started. As we started planning the camping trip, I started thinking about how gas prices actually work. And the deeper that I went, the more I realized that I didn't understand the basics. Why California specifically is so much more expensive, whether the gas at a cheap gas station is actually worse than the gas at an expensive one, and how gas stations make money at all when the margins on fuel are as thin as they apparently are. So let's start with why California pays more. The simplest explanation for why California gas costs are more expensive is taxes. But even the tax story is more layered than most people realize. About 90 cents of every gallon that you buy in California goes to a combination of state excise tax, cap and trade fees, and federal tax. The state excise tax alone is about 60 cents per gallon. That makes it the highest in the country. On top of that, California's cap and trade program, which puts a price on carbon emissions, adds roughly around 20 to 30 cents more per gallon. So just for comparison here, Alaska's combined tax is about 27 cents. The tax gap there alone explains a big chunk of the price difference. But taxes are not the whole story. California is what the industry calls a fuel island. The state has no major pipeline connecting it to the refining centers along the Gulf Coast, which means it relies almost entirely on its own refineries and imports by tanker to meet demand. In the 1980s, California had 43 active refineries. Today, it has about 7, serving 39 million drivers. When one of those refineries goes offline for maintenance or has unexpected outage, there's no easy way to bring in replacement supply from elsewhere, and prices spike fast. The rest of the country can shift supply through a network of pipelines. Well, California can't, which means every disruption hits harder and lasts longer here. And then there's the gas itself. California mandates a special cleaner-burning gasoline blend called CARBOB, C-A-R-B-O-B, and it stands for California Reformulated Gasoline Blend Stock for Oxygenate Blending. Say that twice as fast. Well, this CARBOB is designed to reduce smog-forming pollutants, and it works, because California's air quality has improved significantly since the blend was introduced in 1996. However, it costs 10 to 15 cents more per gallon to produce than conventional gasoline, and because no other state uses it, California can't just import cheaper gas from next door when supply runs short. Now let's talk about the gas stations, because here's the part that changes how you think about the gas station that you drive past every day. The average profit margin on a gallon of gas is about 10 cents. Think about that. Only 10 cents, and you're paying what? I'm paying like $5.80 a gallon. My friends in Georgia are probably paying maybe half of that now. I don't even know. At a gas station, fuel sales account for about 67% of total revenue, but only 39% of total profit. The gas is a loss leader. It actually gets you to pull in, and once you're there, the business model assumes that you're going to walk inside and buy a bottle of water for $2, which probably costs the store like 20 cents, or a bag of chips for $3 with a 50 to 60% profit margin, or even coffee. I can tell you right now, I'm definitely going to be buying coffee. That's going to cost the gas station a couple of pennies to brew, and it sells for like $1.50 or even more. The gas station is essentially a convenience store that uses fuel to generate foot traffic. It's actually the same model that Delta Rewards program that we covered a few weeks ago, because the thing that you think is the product is actually just the hook that gets you to the real product. The airline's real business is selling miles to banks. The gas station's real business is selling you Doritos and energy drinks at a 60% margin while you wait for your tank to fill. Just a quick story, when my parents and I drove to LA to visit my brother, we spent $21 on a couple of ice cream bars and an energy drink. By the way, the gas station that we stopped at, also the gas prices were pretty high there too. And this is a really interesting part. There's actually no regulation what a gas station can charge for gas. Two stations on the same street buying the same wholesale distributor gas can charge different prices based on their location, their rent, and even their competition. They can also do it based on their business strategy. It's totally up to them, not regulated. That station that we stopped at off of the highway, well, I don't think they had a single competitor near them. Actually, we missed our exit and had to make a U-turn just to go and get gas from there. They probably charged like a 30 to 50% premium compared to anything else, and we still bought it because, well, we needed gas. I remember the question that went through my mind, though, is the quality. That's the one that I hear all the time, whether cheap gas is worse than expensive gas. It actually has a very straightforward answer. All gasoline sold in the United States has to meet EPA standards regardless of brand. Most gas in any given region comes from the same handful of refineries. The difference between Shell, Chevron, and the cheap independent station down the street is mostly the additive package. It's a few cents worth of detergent additives that the brand mixes in at the distribution terminal. Costco gas comes from the same refineries as everyone else. They just accept razor-thin margins on fuel because gas is a loss leader that drives membership renewals, and it also gets you into the warehouse where you're probably going to spend $200 or $300 on things that you don't necessarily need right now. See, but Costco can do that because it's not regulated and that's their business model. Now, let's talk about price. The price in the sign outside the gas station is actually the end point of a chain that starts with crude oil, and the lag between what happens in the global oil market and what you pay at the pump is a lot longer than people realize. When something disrupts supply, whether it's an OPEC production cut, by the way, OPEC stands for Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, but anyway, whether they do a production cut, or let's say production gets cut because there's a war in an oil-producing region, or let's say there's a refinery outage. Doesn't really matter. The effect doesn't reach your local gas station for about 4 to 6 weeks. Crude oil has to be extracted, shipped to a refinery, processed into gasoline, and then transported by pipeline or truck to a distribution terminal, and then it's delivered to the station. Each step takes time. So the price that you're paying today reflects decisions and events from a month or more ago, and the events happening now won't fully show up at the pump for weeks. The Iran situation is actually a good example of this. The conflict has been pushing global oil prices up for months, and California is feeling it most in other states because of the fuel island problem that we talked about. Every price increase is amplified by the state's inability to quickly source alternative supply. Americans spend an average of about $2,000 to $3,000 per year on gasoline. And over the course of the year, it's about $1,000 more for Californians. That's mainly because of the state that we live in that decided that its air should be cleaner and its gas should be taxed to fund climate programs, both of which are defensible policy choices that just happen to cost us real money every time we fill up. Okay, let's close this one out. So, driving back from the Redwoods, we're probably going to pay $5 to $6 a gallon for gas. And the gas station that we stop at, well, they're only going to make a 10-cent margin. The good news for us is that regardless of which station that we stop at, the quality of the gas will pretty much be the same. So what we need to figure out is who do we want to give $5 or $6 to for a bag of chips and a cup of coffee? Because honestly, that's how they make all their money. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.